This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku, Professor of Physics at the City College and also the Graduate Center of the City University of New York. And on Science Fantastic today, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and call that magic number, 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. And in this hour, all we are asking of you is that you leave your name, the call letters of the radio station you're listening to, or the website, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can be on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So once again, give us a call if you're curious about this great world of ours, 612-564-8135. And if you want to know more about what I do for a living, then go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or to my Facebook site at Michio Kaku, or Twitter at Michio Kaku. And also on Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook. On Twitter, we have about 1 million people per week who get the tweets that I send on Twitter. And I'm on a book tour, and maybe I'll be speaking in a city next to you, signing your copy of my latest New York Times bestseller, The Future of Humanity. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and maybe, just maybe, I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. And after I sign your book, well, you can go to eBay and auction it off for money. That's right. You could actually make money by going to the book tour. Also, check out my other New York Times bestsellers. I have 4 of them altogether. One of them is called The Physics of the Future, talking about robots, artificial intelligence, health, cancer research, talking about how we will live in the next 50 to 100 years. And then in Physics of the Impossible, I go, well, 500 years into the future, but we might even entertain time travel. We might even have teleportation, starships within that frame of time. And then my book, The Future of the Mind, I talk about the incredible developments about inner space, not just outer space, but probing into the inner thoughts of the human brain. Did you know that by looking at blood flow in the brain, we can actually see how thoughts are created? This is amazing. And some old wives' tales that scientists and the average person believe, but never could be verified, can now be tested. For example, it's an old wives' tale that says that when a man talks to a pretty girl, he starts to act stupid. Now, we've all seen that effect, but we can now see it at the level of blood flow in the living brain. Yes, when a man talks to a pretty girl, chances are blood drains from the prefrontal cortex and the man starts to act mentally retarded. Amazing. We can quantify this effect. We can actually introduce metrics to measure blood flow and show that, yes, sometimes common sense and old wives' tales are correct. Well, that's all in my book, The Future of the Mind. But the latest book is called The Future of Humanity, where I go thousands of years into the future. You know that next year, Next year, we're going back to the moon. Did you know that? After a 50-year gap, we're going to send an unmanned space probe to orbit around the moon. After that, within about maybe 5 years or so, we're going back to the moon with astronauts. In fact, we may even have a traffic jam around the moon because, one, we have NASA with the SLS booster rocket. Two, we have Elon Musk at SpaceX with the Falcon Heavy rocket. It's a moon rocket. Three, we have Jeff Bezos, formerly the richest man in the world, and he has his own spaceport called Blue Origin's rocket program in Texas, and he's planning to launch the new Armstrong rocket, which can go to the moon. And, not to be outdone, the Chinese. The Chinese have the Long March rocket, and they want to put the Chinese flag on the moon as well. So we can have a traffic jam around the moon within the next 5 years. Well, anyway, find out what all the excitement is about by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Well, without further ado now, let's go to the phone calls. And once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. So let's take the first listener phone call.
Stu, KFQD, Muldoon, Alaska. Professor Kaku, I'm making this call in late February, and the radio signal has been lost, or the satellite signal. The announcer on the radio says this time of year, the sun solar flares sometimes interrupts with the transmission. Could you please explain why it's seasonal? Thank you.
Yes, well, it turns out that the solar flares are actually caused mainly by sunspots on the sun, and they go through an 11-year cycle. And so in this 11-year cycle, the sunspot activity peaks and then drops down tremendously. Now, why is that? Because magnetic field lines are like the windings of a clock. When you wind up a clock, the mainspring tightens up, and then if you release it, it goes boing, 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 when you release the mainspring of a manually wound up clock. Now, it turns out that the sun rotates, and the magnetic field lines, however, do not rotate in synchronization with the sun. So as the sun rotates, the magnetic field lines do not rotate in synchronization. There's a mismatch. And so just like winding the mainspring of a clock, it winds up the magnetic field lines until one day the field lines are suddenly released, and you get this explosion of activity every 11 years. And then it is also seasonal because we know that the Earth, for example, the North Pole, points toward the sun during winter time. In fact, that's why we have winter. The Earth tilts at 23 degrees. Therefore, the North Pole tilts toward the sun during summertime. So it gets hotter. And then Australia has the opposite wind, opposite pattern. Its south pole points away from the sun, and therefore sunspot activity is seasonal as well as having its 11-year cycles. So there are actually two cycles within the sunspot. And then we now realize that on a scale of several hundred years, the sun has an explosion and a tremendous, gigantic solar flare can actually hit the Earth, like what it did in 1859. That's called the Carrington Event. Now, the Carrington Event, if it were to happen today, would cause massive blackouts over the entire world. Property damage, perhaps $2 trillion. Satellites would be knocked out. Our astronauts in outer space would be endangered. Power plants on the Earth would be short-circuited. We would have blackouts throughout the Earth. And, of course, our satellites would be partially destroyed as a consequence. Now, we don't know how often the Carrington event takes place. But going to the North Pole, we can have evidence that perhaps it happens every 200 or so years. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and become part of the March of Science.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to be part of the March of Science, if you want to get on almost 100 radio stations which carry Science Fantastic, then give us a call. The number is 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Good afternoon, Doctor. This is Edwin. I'm calling you from Dallas, Texas, and I'm listening to you via your website. My question is there a way to supply energy to the world by having solar panels in space, acres upon acres of solar panels in space, and maybe drones delivering fully charged batteries down to Earth? Do you think it is possible, and when will it be done? Thank you.
Well, solar power from outer space is possible. In fact, I write about it in my book, The Future of Humanity. However, the problem is economics. The problem is, how cheaply can you extract energy from outer space? First of all, you lose energy when you go through the atmosphere. You lose roughly 50-60% of the energy going through the atmosphere. But even then, if you have a large solar panel in outer space, big enough, large enough to encapsulate tremendous amounts of solar energy, you can convert it to microwave radiation and beam the microwave radiation back down to Earth. However, there are problems. First of all, satellites go around the Earth every 90 minutes or so. Therefore, if you have a satellite that's very close to the Earth, maybe a few hundred miles from the Earth, you have to have hundreds, thousands of them in order to beam down a continuous amount of energy. In fact, that is one of the problems with a Star Wars program, where you want to shoot down missiles that are being launched, let's say, from Russia. The problem is, at any given time, you want to have a satellite go overhead, which means you have to have thousands of satellites going overhead. Now, the solution to that is to make them geostationary, which means a satellite has to be about 20,000 miles, not a few hundred, 20,000 miles in outer space. And that's how satellite TV dishes work. Satellite TV dishes work because the satellites are, quote, stationary. They rotate at the same rate at which the Earth rotates around its own axis. But the problem is, you lose a lot of energy in the process because the solar panel is 20,000 miles from the Earth. So in other words, is it possible? Yes. Is it economically feasible? Well, that's the killer. We want to reduce the cost down to the point where it's competitive. Competitive with ordinary solar that you get by simply putting a solar panel in your backyard. Now, there's also the concern of safety as well, because we are talking about beaming large quantities, industrial quantities, in fact, of microwave radiation from outer space. So we have to make sure there are fail-safe systems to make sure that the thing doesn't go out of control and in the process, not exactly become a death ray, but in the process cause damage to the surrounding areas if the satellite starts to wander and the beam is not totally stationary. So once again, is it possible? Yes. Is it compatible with the laws of physics? Yes. The question is economics. Can you compete with oil, coal, and ordinary solar? At the present time, launch costs are too expensive to do this. But as we have reusable rockets entering the economic equation, costs could drop to the point where it becomes feasible. Now, for Mars, people have thought that this is the ideal way to melt the polar ice caps of Mars, and then liquid water will flow freely on the riverbeds, the ancient riverbeds of Mars. So this is being thought about not just for the Earth, but also for the planet Mars. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name is Pam. I'm listening to KSIM, KZIM, out of Cape Girardeau, Missouri. When listening to, recently listening to an Art Bell program from 1997, he mentioned your name, that in that year, going against conventional, theory that there are five dimensions, you believed there were ten. My question is, do you still believe that? Thank you.
Well, yes, I've been on the Art Bell show several times talking about hyperspace. In fact, I have a bestseller called Hyperspace, where we no longer necessarily believe that we live in a three-dimensional space-time world, or four-dimensional if you add time. We believe that there could be higher dimensions, all the way up to 10, possibly even 11. This theory is called string theory, and we think that it is the fabled theory that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life. He was chasing after a theory of everything. Now, we believe that in three dimensions, You cannot cram all the forces into one single theory. Three dimensions is too small. Too small to accommodate the nuclear force, the electromagnetic force, and the gravitational force. When you start to go to 10 dimensions, all the forces fit very neatly into a single theory called string theory. In fact, that's what I do for a living. And if you go to any physics department, go to any physics conference, then yes, they'll make mention of string theory because it dominates the field. Some people say, well, what's the alternative to string theory? And the answer is, there are none. It is the only game in town. It is the only theory which can unify gravity with the quantum theory. These are the two great theories of the universe. The quantum theory gives us a theory of atoms. The theory of Einstein, theory of gravity, gives us a theory of black holes and expanding universes. These two theories don't like each other. So far, it has resisted almost all attempts to unify the two into a single theory. So far, string theory is the only candidate that has survived. Now, can we test it? That's the problem. The Large Hadron Collider outside Geneva, Switzerland, is simply not powerful enough to totally verify string theory. That's why many nations of the world want to go to a new generation of particle accelerators, even bigger than the one in Geneva, Switzerland. For example, the Japanese are looking at the ILC, the International Linear Collider. The Chinese are jumping into the game. They've made a proposal for a super atom smasher. And in Geneva, Switzerland, the European Union has proposed a successor to the Large Hadron Collider. So once again, it is the leading candidate. String theory is the leading and only candidate for a theory of everything. It's a theory defined in 10 dimensions where we have enough room to put all the forces of nature. But has it been tested? And the answer is no. It may take many more years before we have a test of string theory. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Raymond Cronin, I downloaded your talk show on YouTube. Calling from Katy's, Kentucky, and my question is this. I was listening to Stephen Hawking not too long ago, and he was saying that when he adopted the Euclidean approach to the beginning of the universe, I'm assuming that's the geometry. I'm wondering what the hyperbolic approach would show if it's ever been attempted. Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question about the late Stephen Hawking, who was a pioneer in understanding the Big Bang theory and also black holes. Now, he had several theories. One theory was that black holes are not really black, they're gray. They emit something called Hawking radiation. That's his main achievement, Hawking radiation. However, that's also the reason why he probably never won the Nobel Prize in physics. I speculate, but the Nobel Prize Committee only gives Nobel Prizes for theories that have been proven experimentally. And Hawking radiation is so faint, so small, that we have never directly measured it, even though we all believe that it's there. He had another theory about time, and that is, did the universe begin at some instant of time? That is called Minkowski space. He introduced something called Euclidean space. So let's take a short commercial break, and after that, we'll talk about whether or not you can have a universe with no beginning. That was his theory. Okay, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will be sanctioned by the Biden administration. The White House saying the move against Putin is being done in partnership with allies in Europe. This as New York is preparing to welcome thousands of refugees from Ukraine. Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine saying New York City needs to start preparing for the arrival of refugees.
The city does need to start investing now in the nonprofits that have the expertise but are already overstretched and need to start preparing now for what could be the arrival of thousands just in New York City alone.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson says she's truly humbled to be President Biden's nominee for the Supreme Court. The president keeping his promise to use skin color as a main prerequisite for his Supreme Court nominee. USA Radio News. The CDC is updating the metrics it uses for recommending masks. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky was among those to unveil a new community-level metric system that labels an area's COVID level as low, medium, and high.
As the virus continues to circulate in our communities, we must focus our metrics beyond just cases in the community and direct our efforts toward protecting people at high risk for severe illness.
The CDC saying masks only need to be worn when a community is in the high level. Immunocompromised are recommended to wear masks in a location where it is in the medium tier. Pope Francis is weighing in on Russia invading Ukraine.
AFP, the French private international news agency headquartered in Paris, is reporting Pope Francis made a visit Friday to the Russian embassy in the Holy See, also called the See of Rome, to express his concern for the war. The meeting lasted less than an hour. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on air and ask a question about science, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Well, the question that was asked before the break was the question about the legacy of Stephen Hawking, that he had a rather unusual theory about time itself. Hawking realized that there is a problem with the Big Bang, and that is everything suddenly started at some instant of time, and he even believed that that was the reason why there's no God. In other words, it has theological implications, because he said there was no time. There was no time for God to create a universe because the universe was born at the beginning of time with a Big Bang. So, Stephen Hawking tried to modify this. He said, for example, take a balloon. If you take a balloon and you're an ant on the balloon, And the question is, can you go above the North Pole? No. If you're wandering on the surface of a balloon, the North Pole is there, but you cannot leave the balloon. And so he thought that the universe of time was like a balloon, that if you go to what is called Euclidean time, that time is not in a straight line. Time is like a balloon, and a balloon has no beginning. And therefore he said, aha, that explains how the Big Bang had, in some sense, no beginning. Well, let me say that that's not the point of view that other physicists who work in the quantum theory believe. Many people who work in the quantum theory lean toward the multiverse idea that our universe, well, is a bubble, but there are other bubbles out there. And our bubble did begin in a Big Bang. But since there are other bubbles, there are other parallel universes. This is called the multiverse theory. It is, in fact, one of the dominant theories in something called quantum cosmology. It's something that I work in, for example. And it goes around Hawking's disproof of the existence of God. Because Hawking believed there was no God because there was no time for God to create the universe. But you see, if universes are being created constantly, then that proof, the disproof of Stephen Hawking, goes out the window. Now, what is the thinking of scientists today about Euclidean time? The jury is still out. Because at the present time, there is no one theory that explains the instant of creation. The Big Bang theory does not tell you why it banged, how it banged. The Big Bang theory simply says there was a bang. To understand why it banged, you need a higher theory, and that gets us back to string theory. String theory says that bangs happen all the time. Big bangs are happening even as we speak. Universes are being created. That is now one of the dominant theories of the creation of the universe. And if you want to find out more about this, get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds, which talks about the multiverse theory. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Professor. This is Gary. I listen on the web, and I'm calling from San Rafael, California. I have a question about prime numbers and how they relate to cryptography somehow, and how generating keys and so forth. And I'm wondering why, like, people are getting cryptocurrency for calculating factors, I mean, numbers that can be factored into primes and so forth, and why some supercomputer can't just do that instantly. But basically, just how prime numbers relate to keys and cryptography and such. Thank you very much.
Wow, you ask about three or four different questions in one question. So let's try to break it down. Let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe you could be on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
By Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can give us a call or get on the web and ask a question or make a comment. The number to call is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letter to the radio station or the website, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a very interesting call that mentioned several buzzwords. So let's try to break down these buzzwords one at a time. First of all, there's a question of code breaking, and that's called cryptography. And code breaking is sometimes based on factorizing a number. For example, if I give you a number with a million digits, think about that, a number with a million digits, and then I ask you to factorize it. That is, see whether it's divisible by 2, 3, 4, or 5. See if you can factorize it into two separate smaller numbers. Why, that would take centuries, even with a supercomputer. Supercomputers, even though they're very fast, have limits. And one of the limits is cryptography when you try to crack codes. That's why many nations use codes based on the ability to factorize a very large number. And if you have a number, let's say with a million digits, to factorize it would require centuries of time on a supercomputer. So that's why prime numbers, which cannot be broken down, are of very much interest to the CIA and governments around the world. Then we have cryptocurrencies, which are different. Let me explain that. We have things that are cyber money. And cyber money out there is outside the realm of the jurisdiction of many nations. One nation does not control the internet. And so we have cryptocurrency like bitcoins that can flourish without national jurisdiction. Now, personally, I think it's a bad idea to invest money in cryptocurrencies, even though they are outside the jurisdiction of many countries, therefore tax laws do not apply to cryptocurrencies. First of all, criminals are very much interested in that because they want to launder money outside the jurisdiction and eyes of the major powers. However, it is gambling. And as a consequence, it goes up and down, up and down. Now, you may say to yourself, now, wait a minute. The stock market is also gambling. Some people call it a big, gigantic slot machine, which is the stock market. So the stock market is really the slot market, some people say. But you see, there is a difference there. Cryptocurrencies invest in nothing. Nothing tangible. They provide nothing of value or use for society. The stock market, on the other hand, has many aspects of a slot machine. However, it invests in things that are good for society. Goods, services are speculated upon, and that promotes growth, innovation, wealth, progress. So there is a difference between Bitcoin, cryptocurrency on one hand, which produces nothing of real value, and the stock market, which is also a form of gambling, which does create a form of value. That is, it creates things that are useful for society. And then the next thing that was mentioned was the question of quantum cryptography. It turns out that a digital computer may take centuries to crack codes using ordinary numbers and prime numbers. But quantum computers can conceivably crack codes in an instant of time, codes that no nation can break with present-day technology. Now, we know because of all the WikiLeaks that have been released to the public, we know that the CIA has in fact looked into quantum computers to see whether they can crack codes of nations, because that, of course, would topple the secrecy of many a nation around the planet Earth. But the CIA concluded, as many physicists have concluded, that quantum computers are still decades away. We don't even know whether they're fully functional. However, quantum computers on a small scale have already been created. But a quantum computer that can compete with a digital computer still has not been created. Well, okay, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can be part of the March of Science.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, the lines are open. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135, or you can go to my website and be part of Science Fantastic. The website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. So find out what all the excitement is about. Well, we last left off, we had a question about cryptography. We had a question about quantum cryptography, cryptocurrencies, everything. And it turns out that's a very hot topic, so let me summarize really quickly what it's all about. First of all, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, I would not advise you to gamble on it because it is gambling. You could lose a fortune that way or gain a fortune, but you're not doing anything useful for society. Second of all, the CIA has in fact been interested in quantum cryptography because you can crack any code using a quantum computer. The catch? Quantum computers that are more powerful than digital computers do not exist yet. The slightest disturbance, somebody sneezing a block away, will cause decoherence to take place. All of a sudden, the atoms are no longer vibrating in unison, and the whole thing collapses. So decoherence, that is the fact that impurities, impure sounds and vibrations can destroy everything, that problem has not yet been solved. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name is Steven. I'm calling from Atlanta, and I listen on your podcast. My question is, I understand Caltech scientists have been able to move objects using light. They plan to one day scale this to move spaceships. A, how will they scale this to move something so large? B, how will they get light into space? And C, wouldn't it be better to get robots to go in this spaceship and have the spaceship be able to return rather than send humans? Thank you, and have a great day.
Well, you asked several things in one question, so let's try to break it down. First of all, is it better to send robots into outer space than humans? And the answer is, well, it depends. For space shots that go way beyond the orbit of the moon, they go to Jupiter and Saturn beyond, you really do want to have robots and not humans. Humans, we realize, are quite frail, and humans really have not gone much beyond the orbit of the moon. When we went to the moon 50 years ago, that was the world's record. We have not gone beyond the moon since that period of time. And it's very dangerous out there with radiation. Plus, of course, robots do not complain. They need no life support. They're relatively cheap, and they don't have to come back. In fact, many nations can send probes to the moon. Going to the moon is no big problem. The problem with sending humans to the moon is bringing them back. Only great nations have the capability of bringing back humans from the moon. So sometimes when conspiracy theorists say that we have not been to the moon because that requires a very advanced technology, realize that in principle, North Korea could probably send a probe to the moon. So going to the moon is not such a big deal. It's bringing astronauts back from the moon, back from outer space. That requires a very high level of technology. And so for short-term visits beyond Mars, going to Jupiter and Saturn, that requires robots because it's simply too dangerous to put humans out there, and it's very costly because of life support. Life support easily can double, triple, quadruple the cost of a space mission. And humans, however, for short durations and for going to the moon and Mars, humans can do a much better job than robots. Robots, for example, cannot pick up garbage. Robots cannot even do simple tasks like repairing a broken toilet or being a sanitation worker or solving a crime. Blue-collar work on the planet Earth is better done with humans rather than with robots, because we forget that robots are adding machines. Adding machines, things that are repetitive, things that involve number crunching. That's where robots excel. But humans excel at almost everything else. We are innovative. We're creative. We have manual dexterity. We can recognize objects. We can run, jump. Our robots cannot do any of the above, except with tremendous difficulty. For example, our most advanced robots can barely walk across the room, avoiding obstacles as they do that. And so, with regards to sending humans, with regards to sending robots to outer space, it depends on what mission you're talking about. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Rodney Hufbeck, KNIS Radio, Redwood Falls, Minnesota. My question is, I understand matter is not destroyed or created. I believe God created the heavens and the earth, because here's the question. The Big Bang Theory, well, if God didn't create the matter that caused the Big Bang Theory, well, I believe he created the matter that caused the Big Bang Theory. What else would explain that? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question, because there's still a lot of holes with regards to the Big Bang Theory. Well, I see that our time is up. And once again, if you want to be part of the March of Science, if you want to be part of the majesty and the splendor of the universe of ours, then give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe you can get on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Good day for Science Fantastic.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.